Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling our Top Fiver. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi. My name is William Letus, and I'm a new customer of just a few short hours.
Okay.
Yes, there was many ways to contact you and many options. I'm an old man, and I'm not tech savvy. To be honest, I haven't received my bill yet, but I will eventually have to sign up for billing. And also, I am trying to set up my voicemail on my phone. Can you help me with either one of those?
Yes, absolutely. So with the voicemail, I can help you with that. And then also, I can set you up for the auto payment, if that's what you're talking about.
I think I signed up for that in order to get... No, not auto payment, but paperless.
Oh, okay. What is your name once more, please?
My name is William, L-E-T-U-S, like let us.
Okay.
And I have no passwords or anything. I have, of course, a Wi-Fi password, and that's about it.
No worries. Okay, and as I'm getting into it right now, I'm just going to go ahead and make sure it's set to paperless.
That was part of the agreement, I believe.
Okay. Okay, and I'm just checking to see if... Yep, so your invoice delivery method is already set to internet. So it is already set to paperless.
Okay.
And then I do see that you already do have the autopay active, so you're all set on that. Your first date of the billing cycle will be today, so in about 15 days or so, you should receive your first invoice.
Okay.
Okay. And that they'll send you an email. It will be an auto-generated email saying that your invoice is available to be viewed.
And to what email address is that?
It's the one that you provided to us. It's the Gmail.
Okay. I'll be able to change that maybe in the future?
Yes, you definitely can.
Okay.
Okay, and then... I am going to go ahead and walk you through the voicemail setup.
Oh, I have to. Okay, I have to access my internet then, correct?
No, so you wouldn't. I'm gonna let you know exactly what it is for.
I can just take notes. Is that what you're
Yes.
Saying?
Okay, and just bear with me.
Oh, I have nothing but time. Don't worry. The longer the better. Maybe we can talk until it's time for you to punch out.
Well, that's a long conversation then.
Oh, well, we don't have to talk. You can just...
Okay, do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so from your... phone, you're going to dial *98.
*98.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes.
And then you're going to press call, so like the call button on your home phone. And then it should ask you...
What's the call button? *98? You mean talk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the button that you would, once you type it in, you press it to go ahead and initiate the call. And then it should ask you for a password, and the default passcode is 8642, and you're going to press pound.
8642 and pound.
Yep.
Okay.
And then it will tell you that the passcode has expired. Enter a permanent passcode, And at that point, you'll type in whatever four-digit passcode you are most comfortable with that you can easily remember.
I don't remember anything easy. Everything is codes now, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, I completely understand that.
But okay. That's
and then once you type in that passcode, it will, you should press pound. It will ask you to re-enter that same passcode to confirm the new passcode and press pound again. And then after that, it should follow. You should be able to follow the prompts to record your name and your greeting if you so choose.
Okay. And do I have to do this absolutely immediately, or will this 864 tool that?
That will work up until you decide to go ahead and set it up. So once you call the voicemail for the first time, that's when you will need to enter that passcode.
Yes. I thought maybe sometimes they expire in 5 minutes or something.
No, this is the default for a first-time setup.
Okay.
So you don't have to do it immediately, but whenever you want to go ahead and get it all started, that's the default passcode that you will be entering.
Okay. And then what a passcode is, then what, where do we go from there? Then?
So once you enter your new passcode and it'll ask you to re-enter the permanent passcode, that's when you'll follow the rest of the prompts to record your name, greetings, and then I can give you the voicemail options. One would be to access voicemail. Three would be to record your name. Eight is to change your passcode. Nine is to exit. And then pound to repeat.
Okay, well, I didn't write that down, but that must be on a page somewhere.
Yes, if you go to our website,
yes,
archtopfiber.com, and you click on support, if you go halfway down the screen where it says residential phone.
There's a booklet, ebook.
Yes, there is. It's the subscriber guide. And the voicemail information is on the last page.
Well, I'll have to be entering passcodes every time I want to access it, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Okay. But it'll be one permanent passcode. So once you type in that default 8642, it'll ask you to enter a new permanent passcode.
Okay.
So I would choose something that's easy for you to remember, but not so easy for others.
Okay, yeah, not 1234.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's people who do that, but, I mean, to protect yourself, it would definitely be, because God forbid you've got a doctor's office that leaves sensitive information on the voicemail, or whatever the case may be.
I have a number in mind. It can, you know.
Perfect. Yep, so that's exactly how you set up the voicemail.
Okay, and refresh my memory, since you already explained, I will be receiving a bill in 15 days?
Approximately, yes.
But no communication before them, before that, right?
You may get some marketing emails or some like, hey, how are we doing? You know, you may see some information to at least keep you in the loop.
Okay. Then, so when I, to log in to pay my bill?
Yep, you'll go to sign in on the Archtop Fiber. Well, I mean, you won't have to because you've got your auto pay set up.
Oh, but what if I want to change settings?
Then you would log in. You can click on sign in. You would use your email address as your username and then the password that you would set up.
So these usernames and passwords, these are not the same passwords that the internet guy when he came to
correct
gave me. Okay, because I didn't want to overlap with different passwords.
No, that's understandable. And you should have received an email to which was an invitation to sign into your archtop.com or your archtopfiber.com portal. If you haven't done so, the link may have expired. The only thing that you should probably do is when you go to sign in, click on forgot password if the temporary password does not work.
I think I got it. I have the phone part. I have the phone part down, but okay. Yeah, I'll wait for my billing email.
Okay. Yeah, if you ever have any difficulties, we can also walk you through it.
Okay. All right, then. You've been helpful. I appreciate it. Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, of course. Was there anything else that I can help you with? I can also walk you through it now if you'd prefer.
You want to do that? Because you only got a couple hours to go.
No, I'm fine. And I've got quite a few hours to go.
Yeah, walk me through.
Absolutely.
I'm on archtopfiber.com. Yes.
Okay.
I'm there now.
Do you see the orange shop now on the upper right? You'll click on sign in. It's right above it.
I see sign in. Yes.
Yes.
Can click sign in.
Yes.
And now it wants a username. So
So the username would be your email address.
Okay.
Because you already have an archtopfiber.com account. Because when you signed up, it automatically creates one for you. Now, if you didn't go through with the email that you had received or didn't notice it, that's okay. We can click on forgot password. It will send you a new link to create a permanent password.
Okay, so I typed them in my Gmail address.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have to...
you know what? Let me make it a little bit easier for you.
And say I forgot password?
Let me make it easier for you, actually. This is what we're going to do. I am going to change the password on that specifically, so that way you can just log in. Okay. So that's been saved. Okay. So you're going to log in with the password temp, as in like temporary, but shortened, with a capital T.
With a capital T?
T as in Thomas, yes. Oh. So it'll be a capital T, lowercase E-M-P.
Temp, yes.
Yes. 2024 and an exclamation point.
2024 and exclamation point.
And then you'll be able to log in.
I'm going to do it now. It doesn't give you an opportunity to see what you type, but...
Yeah, I know. It makes it a little bit more difficult. I do apologize for that.
Would I like to save this password? I'm going to say yes.
No, don't save it yet, because you're going to change it to a password that you're comfortable with. And I'm going to walk you through how to do that.
So not now. Okay. Now there's my... My account summary and my
yes,
name.
So you should be on the dashboard. So that's your account summary. It shows that you have AutoPay active ending in the numbers that are displayed. And then you are able to view your payment history, past invoices. You can suspend or pause your AutoPay. On the right side of the page, you should see quick links.
Right side of the page.
Yes. Do you see where there's like a little bubble that says quick links there?
No, there's no quick links. I have...
Are you on a computer or on a cell phone?
On an iPad.
Oh, on an iPad. Okay.
I have my account summary page. I have my name with my email.
Mm-hmm.
And I see... Oh, yes, quick links. Make a payment,
yes.
Auto pay.
Yep, so that's where you can change your auto pay settings, is using that quick link that says auto pay settings. So if ever you want to change the account for the auto pay, that's where you would do so. Now, if you go down to the bottom there where it says, right above where it says log out, you'll see my profile.
Yes.
Click on my profile.
Yes.
And then you see security information as the first part. Click on the edit on the right side of that.
Edit password. Okay, so I can...
And that way you can type in a password that you feel comfortable with.
Okay, well, first it asks me, do I have to put it... I can just put the new password and confirm it, or I don't have to put...
Correct. You shouldn't need to put in the old password. It should just be the new password.
Okay, well, there's a box for it, so I didn't...
Oh, for the old password?
It's in bold print, the password.
Yes. So when it comes to that, it should show the login as your email, and then the new password, and then confirm password.
Okay, but I don't have to put in a temp password, no?
No.
Okay.
You shouldn't need to anyways.
Okay, my computer gave me a strong password, so I'm going to save it. Please enter your current password. So I did have to...
Yes. So that would be temp, capital T, 2024, exclamation point.
2024, and exclamation point. Okay. And... Okay. Everything is saved. It says it's been saved successfully, so...
Perfect.
Now I can access the ebook for the phone, and I can set up my...
Yes, do you see on the... you would have to log out for that. But, actually, let's see. Yeah, you would have to log out for that. But that's how you would at least view your invoices, view your payments, change your payment settings. So that is where you would do that.
Okay, that's
now,
good.
If you log out,
should I
be able to go back to the primary web page where it says archtopfiber.com.
Okay, I'm going to log out then, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And now I can...
Next to the sign-in, there's a support button.
I received an email for my password change.
Yes. You might receive two because you changed it. Well, I changed it first and then you changed it.
It's asking if I page back, then it's asking me to sign in again. So I have to go back another page, I guess.
Yes.
Or do I hit...
Either you can go back another page or you could just type in the address bar, archtopfiber.com.
Oh, yeah. It still says okay. I'm getting there.
No worries. Take your time.
Peck and find.
You are perfectly fine.
Okay, I'm back at the .com now.
Okay. Now on the upper right where you clicked on sign in, you should see next to the sign in support.
Yep.
Click on support.
Yeah, and frequently asked questions and...
Yes. So once you click on that, go down past the frequently asked questions.
Yes, I...
Do you see using Archtop's residential phone / voice service? It's in the orange.
Yes.
Click here for residential phone. You're going to click on that.
Okay, I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. I'm there. Residential phone. And then
click on the subscriber guide. It will open a PDF. File with all of the
75 pages.
Yes, but just go down to the 75th page.
Okay, I see it. And that'll, then I can go from there.
Yes. So when you go to the 75th page, it should show you all of the settings for voicemail.
Okay.
And then you can scroll up for other quick links. So, you have, the phone features, how to flash call hold.
Oh, I never know. I'll never figure that out. I'm just going to use it. I never understand. I don't receive calls anyway. I live alone. My wife passed away, and it's just me and the dog. And
yeah, I know how hard it is to lose someone you love that's so close to you. It's very rough. I lost my mom a couple of years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not easy, especially when it's somebody that you spend every day with, you know, when it comes to significant others, absolutely. Well, it gets even harder.
Well, yes, I don't have any other family, you see.
My mom was my family.
I'm 67, and me and my wife were each other's best friends, and we didn't have so many friends, and her family is in Israel and the Netherlands.
Oh, wow. I have plans of going to the Netherlands next year.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's nice. And you're so close, you could even just go to Germany or Belgium.
Oh, I know. I mean, I'd probably stop back home in France, if anything.
We think
pick up a couple things.
I think America is so nice, which it is in some places, but it's so
spread out. But it's so easy going over in Europe, though. It's not as fast-paced for life.
You can go many different nice places because it's not so
I know.
As...
I miss home. I miss France. But I'm here. I've got my kids here, so.
Okay. So that's how I set up my...
Yes, that's how you set up your voicemail.
All right. And I'm all set up with the portal to sign in and make my...
Exactly.
Payment. So I think we accomplished everything with your help.
Well, no worries. That's what I'm here for.
I appreciate it very much. And
of course.
Have a
anytime.
Good
evening. You as well, and have a wonderful rest of your week, and definitely give lots of love to the dog.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week.
Thank you. You also.
Thanks. Bye-bye.